Hello, everybody, and welcome to WTKA's Playground here on this Sunday morning. My name is Jeff Childs, Josh Zinke to my left, Tony O to my right, and welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So, Michigan gets a win. And
it was easy game, Jeff. Easy game.
Of course. So, yeah, no doubt, Jay-Z. 45-28, the final. Michigan moves to 3-0 on the season, and it was not without some qualms, some nervousness, some sweaty palms, I imagine, from a lot of people in Ann Arbor. Colorado rushed out to a 21-7 lead, thanks in part, to a sack, a strip sack, and then a touchdown. And gentlemen, Colorado had all the momentum. They had all the energy, really, in the Big House, going into the Big House. And taking all the positive things that Michigan had done the last couple of weeks and turning it on its head and going up 21-7. And we want to hear from you. What did you think of this game? What are your takeaways from this game? Where are you at emotionally as a Michigan fan, as a supporter? Where are you at right now with this team through three games of the season? They're up, or they have a record of 3-0. But it didn't come without its problems in this game.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the first quarter was a really good test for Michigan. But after that, they came out and they played, a really good three quarters. I think after that, the score was something like 38-7 in favor of Michigan, and they ended up getting away with the win. But yeah, the first quarter was certainly concerning.
All right, well, we have a caller already on line one. Let's go to the phones and talk to Don from Sylvania. Don, welcome to the Playground.
Hey, welcome. Yeah, I was sitting there yesterday. I was a little shocked about our play in the first half. I don't know if our team really understood that Colorado had that many skilled athletes or the speed, especially on defense. They still got to our quarterback. We did have a lot of breakdowns in defensive pass coverage, which was concerning how bad their receivers got open, especially with the slant. Peppers, I want to say it right now, Peppers got caught. He had a great game, but he got caught flat-footed a couple times, and Delino Hill, and we got to get that straightened up because, you know, watching some of the top teams yesterday, like Louisville and Ohio State, those teams, you know, they have the players to get in space to burn you very quickly. And I think we have to do some serious strengthening going into the next couple games. I don't see Penn State being as fast as Colorado. I'm not thrilled about Penn State. Wisconsin, I think, would give us a test, but they barely won. But I think we got some things to shore up. A little nervous on the hits that Wilton Spate took. He looked a little rattled. So I'd like to get your thoughts on that. Overall, I'll take the win, but be totally honest, I think we're a little up too high in the rankings. Just give me your opinion. Thanks.
All right, Don, and thanks for the call. And, yeah, lots of things for Michigan to work on yesterday. Guys, the pass coverage was an issue. And we know Jordan Lewis, he did not play yesterday. We still don't have any definitive idea of where and when his return will be. But it was concerning. It was concerning for Michigan. Especially in the pass game, Colorado finished with 261 passing yards in the game after rushing out really to a 21-7 lead to start the game. But, I mean, let's be honest here. Sefo Lufau, I think you have to start off and give him credit. 16 of 25, 246 yards, 3 touchdowns. And really before you could blink in this game, Colorado was up. But Lufau was on target to start the game. Colorado, I believe their second touchdown, Ross's touchdown catch, I believe, the over-the-shoulder catch in the end zone. I mean, that's just pinpoint passing. And even if Michigan is in great position on that play, a really hard play to defend. But I think what we noticed, I think what a lot of people noticed, was Colorado's receivers getting open in the middle of the field, getting open on the slant routes, and beating Michigan to the inside in those slant routes.
Yeah, and Don brought it up with our defensive coverage there in the slant route. I mean, Sefo Lufau, their quarterback, was averaging something like 15 yards per completion. So it wasn't a day for him where he was just throwing bomb after bomb. It was really short pass completion sort of in the middle of the field, kind of like what we saw against UCF, and is getting slightly more concerning now as the season's coming along.
Yeah, and if you want to make your voice heard, feel free to give us a call, 734-998-1050. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Chiles, ITH, and you can follow Jay-Z on Twitter as well.
At Jay-Z Radio.
That's right. Let us know your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions. Michigan 3-0, but not without some issues, but they finish off the Buffs 45-28. And, yeah, I think that was really the thing that was concerning in the first half for Michigan, those short passing routes, those short slant routes to the middle of the field. And let's be honest, I mean, Michigan was giving that up with ease, and Colorado said, hey, you're going to give us those plays to the middle of the field. We're going to take it. Again, Jordan Lewis did not play. Channing Stribling, I thought, had a difficult game in this one. Jeremy Clark as well. But, I mean, if you know, looking at stats, I think those acquit those guys well. Clark finished with three solo tackles. And really, judging the performance of a secondary and a corner is not something you can do in the box score. You really have to ingest that, absorb it, go back, look at the highlights, and to see how those guys did. But Sefo Lufau, again, was not rattled, was not fazed, came into this game and did what he had to do against the Michigan defense. And Colorado was committed to the pass, and that's what they ended up doing. Again, Lufau finishing with 246 yards, Jay-Z.
Yeah, I'm a little upset with all you guys in here a little right now. Miz, you, Tonio, Jeff. You guys haven't said anything about Peppers. Peppers ruled the roast yesterday.
We're getting to that.
Well, you should lead with that.
I mean, he was spicy.
I mean, he. Let's just hear about his totals. 8 tackles, 3.5 for loss, 1 sack, and 202 all-purpose yards. And he also had the 2 hardest hits of the game.
Not to mention 180 total return yards.
You have to talk about that. You have to go with that because that's one of those things. Yes, if he doesn't ball out like he does, I don't think that they win this game. I really don't.
Yeah.
He went in there and he lit a fire under Michigan and made sure that they were coming back and they were going to let the lead up, you know, for at all. 21-7 is not something anybody wanted to see. The 110,000 plus, probably most of them in shock seeing that because we are highly ranked, where Colorado had 2 votes. And we knew this would be a tougher test than the other 2 games. But Peppers, the way he balled out yesterday, he deserves all the credit. And a little upset you guys didn't lead off with
that. And how cool was it seeing him finally take one back for a touchdown?
I called it. I know it was the reason why he scored was because I called it. But I actually said he's going to get the ball around the 50, and he's going to have a great chance of running it back. And when he crossed the goal line, it was because of me.
There you go.
No, it was great to see. Because we've been waiting that for years and years. The kid that transferred away that used to dance before each punt, we waited for years for him. And finally see Peppers finally able to do it. I think it's just one of those things you can check off. Because we've waited for so long for anyone to return a punt.
We have, Jay-Z. And again, that 54-yard punt return in the fourth quarter really put a stamp on this game for Michigan and really allowed them to pull away. And Peppers' performance part of a larger overall effort by the special teams. We'll get into the special teams a little bit more after the break here, but my opinion, guys, without the special teams overall, Michigan doesn't win this game.
Well, I know from reading text through Tonio and Corn Chowder, they were not happy with Kenny Allen. They thought maybe his leg was suffering from doing all the kicking the entire game, and he's been doing it all year long, that he missed the field goal. It just seemed like he was struggling out there, and because of that, I don't think he was the factor. I think you mean Peppers was the factor of the special teams.
Yeah,
and then the
yeah.
block punt with Grant Perry running that back. Those are things you don't see at game in, game out. But for Michigan, last couple weeks, it's scary to see because I would say Baxter's the guy that would have done all this. Well, he's not here anymore, and they're still doing very well
on
special teams.
Yeah, Jay-Z, and it's funny. I was talking to Mike Spath this morning, and he said, you know, Michigan had all that clout. They bring in Baxter to coach the special teams last year.
Right.
And he doesn't even, you know, generate anything specifically offensively from a special teams unit. He's back at USC, and they absolutely are terrible, by the way, losing to Stanford 27-10. But it's interesting. I think it's Partridge who's head of the special teams.
Yes, he is.
And through 3 games, Michigan is just lighting it up in the third phase of the game, whether it's punt blocks, kick blocks, punt returns, kickoff returns, anything you want to talk about in the special teams unit. I mean, again, Michigan doesn't get this kind of otherworld performance in the third phase of the game. They do not win this game. I mean, the special teams alone accounted for 14 points for the Wolverines in this game, and that was just about the margin of victory.
Right, and looking at the second half for where the Wolverines got the ball, on the Colorado 38, then 37, then they started on their own 37, then back to 45. And this great field position, not everything led to points, but when you start in Colorado zone already on their side of the field before you take the first down or first and 10, that's a great place to be because really you only got to make a couple first downs before you go ahead and go for the touchdown or yesterday the missed field goal.
Yeah, I mean, it was on the return side of the special teams, it was a great day. You know, the punting and the field goals were a little bit they weren't quite as stellar as the returns were, but overall it was the special teams have been great so far this year.
I think you're a little generous on that assertion there, Tony. Not very good. I mean, I thought Kenny Allen had, you could argue, one of the worst games of his career. I mean, one of three, he did hit a 39-yarder. So we have to give him credit for
Thankfully.
That. What's that, Jay-Z?
Thankfully, he made that one.
Yes. 39-yarder, his only made field goal of the game. So one of three, a forgettable game for Kenny Allen after he hit, I believe, over 80% of his field goal attempts last year.
Yeah, he's one for three in the game, missed the 37, made the 39, and missed the 44. That was late in the fourth. It really wasn't too much to then add extra points, but you never know. The way the last Colorado game ended, you know, some 20-some years ago, you got to make sure you get those points when you can.
That's right. And Michigan, a victor today, 45-28, your final from Michigan Stadium. The Wolverines now 3-0 on the season. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear from your thoughts on the game as a whole, Jabril Peppers, the special teams. Anything you want to talk about is in play. Give us a call here at WTKA 734-998-1050 is the phone number. You can tweet me at Jeff Childs, ITH. And, gentlemen, when we come back, I think we have to talk about Wilton Speight yesterday and his overall performance and where are people at on the Michigan Signal Caller. We'll get to that and more on the other side. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA The Ticket.